The next midah
Oh,
is
God.
ve'emes, Rav
No.
Chesed ve'emes. So the obvious question is on emes is that emes is not one of the midos that we would think belongs in the midos of rachamim. That's the famous question, like that famous maysa that the guy came to the Rebbe for a bracha, and he came to the and he came to the Rebbe and he says, I have a major court case tomorrow. The IRS is after me. Tax this that, and they're after me. I need a bracha that everything. I need a bracha for the case tomorrow. And the Rebbe says, give you a bracha that emes the emes should come out. Says, no, Rebbe, anything but that. Anything but that. So he said, so the and what's emes? What's the midah of rachamim over here? There's another diuk. That in this country they have Gvaldik Diak that in the midos of Micha, can I get MS? Is Yoshuv Yerachameinu. It's Yoshuv Yerachameinu, and from there, the Midah starts talking about the future. All the other Midas did not talk about the future.
Future
Mika
tense.
Kamocha Noise Avon, but Oyver Peshal, share no, and Loy Hechezik, if anything, it's the past. But it's like right now, Yoshuv, you should. So what's why is there a shinu? So he wants to tie in a murdikazach, which fits so amazing with everything we're talking. But in order to understand this yesoid, really we have to back up a little bit. But the entire principle that we're saying is of this, the whole mashal, the whole concept, that there's a way that Hashem deals with the world, kefir ma'isim. And then there's a way that Hashem deals with the world, which is not kefir ma'isim. Really, in this Sfarim HaKadoshim, this is meant. It's in the Daf Tevunas is very much Ma'arich on this concept and other Sfarim that really these are keneged really two hanhagos that Hashem has in the Bria. Call it some people call it the Olam of Bechira and the Olam of Yediyah. There's two ways that Hashem runs the world. Hashem runs the world kefir ma'isim. Confirmize, but there's an overall plan of the world that plan is going to happen whether we like it or not. And therefore, it's not a steer or bechira or not. Sounds good. Let's go back to our mashal. The father wants that the son should make money. More than to make money, really, what the father really wants is that the son eventually should take over the business. Right? So he hires the son, he gives him a job in the company. He doesn't just give him the business on a silver platter. Right? What?
He's an only
Well,
son.
father, his only son. So the son walks in and he works hard. After 50 years, he takes over the company, he's the CEO, whatever, after however many years, and he's the CEO, he owns the company. BMS, from day one, the father knew that he was going to put him in there, he was going to take over the company. There's nothing that the son could have done that would be bad enough that he wouldn't take over the company. Why? Because even though on every decision he was doing, and he has total bechira, but at the end, he knows that he's going to end up taking over the government. Why? Because every decision he made, the father let him decide. But when it comes to the point where he's about to make a real bad mistake that will really mess him up, the father just makes sure he doesn't get that bad. He doesn't get to that point. So Hashem is leading the world. We have total bechira, but Hashem is also going to bring Mashiach in the end, and Chai is also going to do tshuva. I thought we have total bechira. It's not a steer. We have Bechira on each individual thing. That's in this world, in this track. There's another track, which is not Kefir HaMaisim, which is HaKadosh Baruch Hu brings the world to the Tachlisoi. The world is going to come to its Tachlis. The only Bechira that we have is what's our role in that. But whether or not the world's going to come to its Tachlis is not our decision. Right? So that's called the Olam of Yediyah, and this is called the Olam of Bechira, which is really boiled down to these two hanhagos of Hashem is really what we're talking. There's the regular midas, and then there's the midah yud gimel midas, which is the way Hashem runs the world in the bigger picture. We discussed this in Megillas Rus. That in Rus you see this whole concept that there was a bechira on each individual person, what role they were playing in the story. But from the beginning of the Megillah to the end of the Megillah, it was clear that the David HaMelech was going to come from these people. Rashi says it in the first Rashi in the whole Megillah. David HaMelech was going to be born over here. Rus, Orpah, Naomi, Plony Almoni, Boaz, I don't know who's going to do it. Every person has Bechira. But at the end, there was no way that David HaMelech wasn't going to come from this. So you have a bechira to figure out your role, but you don't have a bechira to change the path of the world. That Hashem knows what's going to happen. So what MS means is that there's an MS to the world. It's not an MS about our meisim. Because for Kerry, the whole Yugim is not about our meisim. It's not about what we do. It's that Hashem look at us as a part of the master plan of the world that we want to be shaykh to. There's an emes of the mahalach, how Hashem makes the world. And that emes is gonna come out. And since you need Klal Yisrael to be the ones that are gonna bring the message to the world, so basically what we're saying is that you have a rachamim to Klal Yisrael. This all goes into this whole thing. The reason why Hashem has that ava to us, it's not according to our meisim, is because of the master plan, not because of the details of our meisim. It's because we're a part of the master plan of the world. So judge us in the context of who are we in the master plan. Judge us in the context of we're part of Klal Yisrael. You want Klal Yisrael to be there at the end of the days. You want Klal Yisrael to go to tshuva at the end. So judge us as in the context of that, not kfir meisim, which is mamash the whole musig of the whole midas according to this. So that's how he wants to say. That's Geshmack HaTaych. And he says that's why MS in general, I don't know where he gets this from exactly, but he says MS is the first letter in the alphabet, the middle and the last. So he wants to tie now here that MS is when it brings together the full picture, the beginning, middle, and end, which is really this whole Mahalach. This Mahalach, how Hashem runs the world, not Kefir Maisim, is not in the moment. It's in the whole picture. It's the from Adam Rishon till Mashiach. And in there, we're in there somewhere. So, v'kimet we have a chatoim, but our chatoim are not a steer to that emes, and therefore judge us kefir that. And then he wants to say, that's pshat yichboish avon yisenu, meaning in the future. Meaning this midah is already bringing out. What's good? It's not about how we are now. It's about how we are in the bigger picture, how we are in the part of the master plan and bring to fruition the entire plan. So yichboishavonisenu is a Kadosh Baruch Hu should be willing to throw away our averus in order to no, not yichboishavonisenu. So yashuv yarachameinu is it was the same point. Is that Hashem will Yashuv will bring Klal Yisrael back at the end of days. So Yashuv Yerachameinu is the same midah of the emes, because it's this that Hashem in the end will bring us. There's an emes there that Hashem runs the entire world on that nekuda of emes. So the world will come to Tachlisa, and we're being Meir in the Kadosh Baruch Hu to look at the world, look at us as a member of that, and not as a specific ma'aseh.
To judge us according to the track of Yediyah, not the track of Zechariah.
That's the whole. That's the entire Yud Gimel Midas, essentially. The Gimel Midas is, I'm here. You love us. You want us to be around. You want to use Klal Yisrael. You love Klal Yisrael because we're the only ones that can bring out the mission of the world. We have the emes. You love Klal Yisrael not because of what we do. You love Klal Yisrael because Avraham Avinu found the Kadosh Baruch Hu. Avraham Avinu brought the mission of the world of Kadosh Baruch Hu to the world. And we're B'nai Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov, and therefore we are the ones that have the emes. We're part of the emes. No one else is. And therefore judge us because you love us, not because of our meisim. That's the nekuda of Yashuv Yerachameinu. Now, there's a.
So is it like a tefillah? It's more of a fact.
All of these are really this whole midas is that question. Is it a tefillah or is it a hisoiris of the you're asking Hashem to utilize the midah or being ma'orer Hashem or being mazakir the midah, which is ma'orer rachman?
No, but I'm
It's
saying,
a question
especially
in
at
of
this
itself.
point,
Let me address that question.
I'm saying, especially at this point,
We're being more ma'orer the midah. We're saying there's a midah of emes that you should look at us from that perspective. Not so much tefillah, to use a meter.
Same.
It's
right, this is like whatever. Like this was parshas the Shuvah Hashem reminds it's going to happen. So it's the same thing, right? And right, you say in the after by Tainus, right? It's for sure going to happen.
Right.
So it's like we're
there's an emes which is for sure going to happen, and that emes is because at the shurish of it, Klai Yisrael is part of your plan, and we're part of Klai Yisrael, and we have the emes, and therefore. People are to us that we should
tap into that.
Right.
It's not so much worth that. It's going to happen.
It's going to happen, but with whom?
So you're saying that some people are going to be in it, some people aren't.
No, but Gershom is only looking at our maestros, so we may lose out. But if there's that ultimate goal, you have more of a shot. At,
right, because ultimately, Klai Yisrael is going to be shoved at the end, and there's an emes that Klai Yisrael has bad shim. And that Nakud of Emes, like you said yesterday, is not nitik from anybody. So there's a Nakud of Emes that every Yid has that they're part of that ultimate mission. And the Kodesh Baruch Hu could find where that is. Right? So that's ultimately what he's tapping into. Why is the term Dvora here? I don't think fits into this, but it's just interesting what he says. He says, Yoshuv Yirachameinu, is Hashem is Mirachim on us. Through tshuva more than he was before we were chayte. Speldik atzmer dvara says that when it says that bali tshuva zoimdim tzaddikim who are not oimdim where bali tshuva are oimdim, he says is because like that famous mashal with the hay that you fall out the hay, and then you can come back from the top. So atzmer dvara says before you were chayte, where were you? You were towards the bottom of the hay. Now you did tshuva, also you're on the top. Means that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is willing to take someone back. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is willing to take someone back to be on a higher level to them than they were before they were chayte. So this is Yashuv Yirachameinu. Hashem gives us more rachamanas through tshuva than he had from before. And he says even on a practical level it's like that, because the Baal Tshuva has to be marchik himself from the nisyonis more than someone that never was toyim the tam chet in the first place. So the person that was never toyim tam chet is not so interested in the chet. So he has a certain distance from the chet. But the person that has the chet and is protecting himself from it creates a greater boundary and richuk from chet than the Baal Tshuva, so therefore he's higher up. But then he says, so what's the musar of it? There's a musar of it is someone comes and apologizes for you. So now, all right, I don't hate them anymore. What's likelier than now they're so high up on your list, you know? They're still not getting shalchmanas. I'm saying, you know, okay, he baveled me. I can take a job with him. I can look him in the face now, right? I'm not going to go and now. But if you think about it, how much does he care about this relationship that he went out of his way to go apologize? Why did he bother apologizing? He could have just ignored you for the rest of his life. So half the other people that you never really interacted with, so you say good Shabbos, okay. So they never bothered thinking about do they care about their yachas with you or not. But this guy, you bumped into him, he babbled you, and then you got into the whole thing. And then he comes back and he says, I'm sorry. So he cares about having a relationship with you. So you should take him back more than a regular guy that never did anything to you. See, that's the midah of Yashav Rachameinu. That's what he says over here. And the Afi Derech HaMusar. I have to think about how that fits into this, but that's how he says it over there. Interesting. Okay,
great stuff.
Yeah.
Once the Rishkol says that,